she has some issues with pain, and we have a lot of people who do that. So we're praying for you, Pim, and good to hear from you. Let's see. Faye Redding, fallen and broken a pelvic bone. That's Ouch. Got to be painful right there, Faye. We're praying for God to minimize your pain and maximize your healing, sweetheart. For Misty, dealing with some pain issues as well. And a son-in-law of a lady in our fellowship at Redwater, Pat Compton, her son-in-law, Ronald Allen, he's got some infection going on in his arms, and they may have to remove some pins and stuff from an earlier surgery because of that. So we're praying for that too. Samantha Miller is rejoicing, and we rejoice with you, Samantha. Her husband got a good job, a wonderful job, she said. They're still praying for a new home or another home, so we're praying with you and agreeing with that. Linda Andrews says she needs prayer. Our brother Orville Farron asked prayers for his wife, Robbie. She's recovering from some foot surgery. And Dana Townsend and probably a lot of the rest of us out here have an unspoken request. God knows, and he deals with unspoken requests, and everybody doesn't need to know the details. And so that's going to catch us up pretty close right there. I'd like to ask prayers for my pastor, Todd Reed. He's under the weather right now, and his family's had a little illness going on at the house, but they are improving. And so let me just lift those up, Brother Wes, and we will carry on. Father, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you in Jesus' name that you knew these requests before we even brought them to you, and you're already working out or have already worked out the situation and the solution, Lord. We thank you for that. So we lift each and every one of these up to you. Lord, I'd like to ask a special blessing on the Del Giorno family and yes. the KPYN family for Jana and Jim and all of them that that help novices coming in here and running the radio station our own Fridays. Lord, bless them. Get the word of Christ out through the radio frequency raves out there. Lord, we pray for our country, Lord, in this time of decision, election coming up here shortly, and oh gosh, the fever pitch of this, and Lord, the hate and the anger is so much. Lord, I pray for each Christ follower in the world not to fall for the enemy's trap to become more involved in a political race than they do in the daily election that we each have, and that is when we get up every day, we choose to elect Jesus Christ, Lord of our life. Lord, help us to vote, vote often, and vote daily. In Jesus' name, forgive us of our sins. Amen.
Amen. Man, thank you for taking those needs up. I noticed, you said something about someone was able to, got a job. Was that the one that was on Facebook here, and they're still praying for a home?
Yeah, that's the one. It is Samantha Miller.
Yes, okay.
And we got a call coming in.
Looks
there.
Like we do have a call coming in. All right, let's take that. Get the phone. Prayer Request Friday. Good morning, Sister Simon.
Good morning to you all. God bless you.
Hey, thank you. We'll take that, and God bless you, too. How you doing?
Doing good. Praying for peace this morning.
Yes.
Hey, that's we're commanded to pray for peace.
Yes, I'm going to ask you to – I'm adding a lady to the prayer list this morning. Her name is Bonnie Fedrick.
Bonnie what?
Fedrick. F-E-D-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
Fedrick.
All right. All right, yeah.
Bonnie Fedrick, and I'm still continuing to ask prayer for my daughter, Brenda Lysy. She's back in the hospital in ICU.
Oh, help her, Lord, heal her.
But I know she's in the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
Because God got the whole world in his hands.
Yes, ma'am.
Because he's most holy, almighty God, the maker, the creator of the universe. He know all about us.
Yeah.
I'm glad he does.
Oh, yes, he does. He already knew what we were going to be before we were preordained from our mother's womb.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
And I'm continue to ask in prayer for my granddaughter, Regina Cook, although she's up and about and doing good. I just praise God and thank God for her. Because I tell you, God is he's a mighty God. And I just lift Jesus. I praise him.
Yes.
I glorify him. I magnify his name.
Amen.
And I'm just asking prayer for everybody out there in the radio land. In the whole wide world. And I'm just asking prayer for all those that are bereaved this morning.
Yes.
The Blaylock family, the Dorsey family, and everyone else that's in bereavement. And I'm asking prayer for all those that are sick and shut-ins this morning, all those that are deprived, all those that are in the hospitals and nursing homes, the ones behind the prison walls. And just keep me lifted up in prayer. And just keep these churches lifted up in prayer, the ones that where the doors are open, where they're still having churches, although this virus is still raging. But I tell you, God know all about it, and he's the only one that can do anything
about it because there's
power in the blood.
There sure is.
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you being faithful to lift up these needs. And I know where I hear the music in the background. We're fixing to come down towards a break. But when we come back, we're going to take these needs up, pray over them.
Yes.
Agree with you in prayer. Sister Simon, thank you for, they're already been taken to the Father when you mentioned them. So
I'm asking prayer for the Truth Infusion because you all are my friends and I love you and I always will.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take those needs to the Lord and we will pray when we come back on the break. Absolutely. Here on KPYN, Prayer Request Friday. God bless you.
Ooh, they look busy here at Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe. Good thing they have a lot of tables. Let's see if Bernice can't find me a seat. Bernice, do you have a table for two?
Right this way, sir.
Where's that music coming from?
I'm sorry. I just ate fajitas. I have mariachi in my mouth.
I'm Jose Arredondo for a relaxed atmosphere and a Mexican food so good, it's like a mariachi in your mouth. Come to a mom and dad's restaurant, Amigo One Mexican Cafe.
Loop 59, Atlanta.
Are you in London in need a pharmacy? Come to Powers Pharmacy. It's your pharmacy and drugstore to go to. Call Kenny or Diane Powers for all your pharmaceutical needs. Powers Pharmacy. Located at 702 West Houston Street in Linden, Powers Pharmacy is no hassle transfer, free delivery in town, and fast local service. Give Powers Pharmacy a call at 903-756-7923. We are here to help with all your pharmaceutical needs at Powers Pharmacy.
Now,
KPYN AM, FM, and .net. Advertise your garage sale on the garage sale page of KPYN's website at www.kpyn.net. Simply email us your information regarding your garage sale to tradingpost@kpyn.net or call us live on the original Trading Post Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. at 903-796-6056 and tell us about your garage sale. We'll post it on the garage sale page of the KPYN.net website. The garage sale page on the KPYN.net website is also a great way for shoppers to keep up with all the garage sales in Cass County. The garage sales page on KPYN.net is brought to you by Reliable Alarm Service, LLC. Call Reliable Alarm Service today about your security needs at 870-653-5160 and stay tuned to the original Trading Post for all the current garage and yard sales going on in Cass County. Keep up with and advertise your garage sales on the garage sale page. Sponsored by Reliable Alarm Service at KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
This is your home for the Atlanta Rabbits football, basketball, and baseball games. KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. This is Truth Infusion Ministries here on KPYN, 103.9 FM, 900 AM, KPYN.net. And, you know, God is good. And standing on the promises, that song said,
man,
standing on the promises that cannot fail.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Simon likes to say, my God can do anything but fail.
That's right.
And the first time she said that, man, it just kind of was like, Wow, that's pretty neat. So, and I don't know if she borrowed that from somebody or what, but it's stuck with me. And when I hear that song, man, when I have a bad day or when I have a bad moment or if I have a bad week or month or whatever, when you think about standing on the promises of God.
Right, right.
If you have ever questioned anything about God or questioned his word or questioned why is this happening to me, all I can tell you is if you'll make your life more about him than about yourself, you'll find that the promises of God do not fail. It's just that simple.
Hey, man, a couple of observations on that. When we become a Christ follower, if we get a full dose of the ghost,
yes, sir,
our life, it don't belong to us anymore anyway. It's his life. He's going to live
That's
through
right.
us. He's going to be himself through us and in spite of us sometimes like that. We shared a verse yesterday from the Psalms on Resting in the Refuge, our noon broadcast at First Baptist Church in Redwater. And it's the verse, "My sheep know my voice, and I am known by them." Now, it's not a coincidence that Jesus refers to us, or the Lord refers to us as sheep so many times, because sheep they're kind of stupid creatures, not unlike us. Sheep will do some stupid things, and the shepherds basically just got to sit right on top of them and babysit them all the time. But when he says his sheep know his name, if we know his name, that means we know what he's capable of. And we know what his limitations are not, because he has no limitations. He's undefeated. He's unscored on. He's always going to win, and he's always going to be there for us. So, man, that verse is still hanging in my mind right there. My sheep know my voice, and I'm known by them.
Absolutely.
You know, that's right. So, man, I may be a dumb sheep, but at least Jesus is my shepherd.
Man, I fit right there in that same category. I mean, that's dead on, and that is good word. You know,
I moved the other microphone over here to look like I was doing a press conference.
Hey man,
do I look
awesome.
Pretty cool like that?
You always look
I may
cool.
be in stereo. I don't
you got
know.
Jesus in you. You're going to look cool no matter what.
I'm made in his image.
You know, I'm
Deal
telling
with
you.
It.
sheep, somebody said a few years ago, one of the services we were at, how do sheep go astray? One blade of grass at a time.
Are following another sheep.
Following
Man,
another
I,
sheep.
When I was going to electronics.
That's good.
When I was going to electronic school in Dallas, had one of the guys in my class was from up Oklahoma somewhere, and his grandpa was a big, big-time sheep farmer. You know, we're talking thousands and thousands of sheep. And they had a blizzard coming in one day, and they didn't have enough barn to get all those sheep in. So out in some of the areas where they had them penned up, and I'm talking about huge pens, they built some big bonfires. Obviously, to try to help keep the sheep warm from freezing to death during this extreme weather. And one sheep got over there. It's one of these rambunctious ones running, hopping around and everything. What dude's going nuts, and he just run into the fire. And five or six of them followed him.
Wow.
Hey, we don't need to be that kind of sheep, but we see it all the time. We see it, and unfortunately, we're using social media in a positive way today.
Yeah.
But, boy, people will see something. They like what it sounds like, and, man, they're not hesitant to broad splatter it everywhere, and there may not be an ounce of truth to it, or it may just be inflammatory, you know, not serving the kingdom at all like that. So sheep, yeah, thank you, Lord, for using that rod and that staff to correct
Amen.
Us, to guide us. And sometimes the shepherds would they'd use that staff to break the sheep's leg. They got one that wouldn't quit running away. That's the only way they could keep them there, break their leg. Now, they could still hobble around and get grass, but they couldn't get away from them. God's broke my leg a time or two. Thank you, Lord, for that, too.
Hey, you know, the good thing about, you know, if a shepherd broke a sheep's leg, unless he's a great physician, he's not going to probably be able to make it be like it used to be.
That's right. But
the good thing about our Creator, our Shepherd, is that when he breaks us, and it's necessary for us to be broken
I hope
more
so.
Than once, but when he breaks us, he's the Shepherd, he's the great physician, he's also the potter that
right.
can break the clay,
mm-hmm.
but he was the original Creator and designer anyway.
That's right.
So when he puts us back together, not only will we be as good as before, he knows how to make us to be better than we were before. Not that we're better than anybody, but in His sight, in His hands, for His purpose, He breaks us and makes us better than we were before.
He's the only one with factory original parts.
Amen. I love it.
No aftermarket stuff with the Lord.
Amen. Hey, we've got a minute before we come down to the commercial break. I'll pray over these needs that Sister Simon has lifted up.
Let me add a couple to those.
Yes.
Dana Townsend, just asking prayer for her sister and her mom. They're traveling to Fort Worth for a nephew for to an appointment for her nephew. And then Tamara Bovink, I'm sorry if I did that wrong, Tamara. Just ask prayers for her family, our country, and everybody that needs Jesus.
Amen.
That covers the whole blooming world. We all need Jesus. Some of us have found Him, and we still need Him. Some of us hadn't found Him yet, and we really need Him. Thank you for that, Tamara.
Thank God He comes looking for us.
Ooh, yes.
If you're out there and you feel like you're lost, look to Him. He's looking for you.
That's right.
All you got to do is turn to Him. We got just a little bit. We'll hear the background music for a moment. We'll pray over these needs and go into a break. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, your word. Thank you that you're true.
Thank you, Lord.
You've never failed. And God, as Sister Simon points that out and that you cannot fail, Lord, we thank you for the needs. She said right off, she wants to pray for peace. She just threw that out as a general. But Lord, thank you, Lord, you know the specific areas of our lives
Bring
and in this world,
us,
the countries, Israel. We're supposed to pray for the peace
Lord,
of Israel. But, Lord, for peace in all of our lives. For Bonnie Fedrick, for Sister Simon's daughter, Brenda, in ICU, you know her need. You know every detail. Father, touch that body. Touch those needs for the Blaylock family, the Dorsey family, those who are bereaved, those who are behind prison walls, sick and shut-ins in the nursing homes, for our country, for our world, for the Truth Infusion Ministries team, all the way around. For Sister Dana, whose mom and sister are traveling to Fort Worth on behalf of this need. For Tamara, Lord, she asked prayer for her family, country, and all of those who need Jesus.
Yes.
God, what a prayer request. Thank you that you're able to meet every one of these according to your will. So we ask that
Lord.
To be done by the way you told us to approach everything that we do, and that's just to ask for it in Jesus' name. It's done, and we thank you for that.
Amen.
Father, we appreciate you and love you.
Amen.
We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. That's 800-238-9182.
Pecan Point Gastropub, next to the Perot Theater, is the area's finest dining and drinking establishment in historic downtown Texarkana. Check out Pecan Point's delicious food, craft beer, signature cocktails, and our special selection of wines. Join us for Thursday night flights when you can get a flight of four craft drafts and a medium order of our awesome duck fat fries for only $12. Pecan Point is open for lunch and dinner, 11 a.m. till late, Tuesday through Saturday. Come see us at Pecan Point Gastropub, 213 Main Street, next to the Perot Theater.
Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty specializes in the real estate market in East Texas, and he gives all of his customers personal attention. List your property with Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty. He'll work hard to make sure that it sells at a price it's worth, and he'll do the best to advertise the property and show it to as many real estate agents and prospective buyers as possible. You can expect the same personal service from Frank when you're looking to buy a property, too. Frank Lanier, a graduate of Texas A&M, who wants to help you with your real estate needs. Call Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty in Linden at 903-756-7781.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast from the KPYN Weather Center. Cloudy today, 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 74. Cloudy tonight, 30% chance of a shower, low 65. Then Saturday, partly sunny, 30% chance of rain, high 78. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net is Cass County's undisputed news leader. One thing we learned about most during the coronavirus crisis is that KPYN was there with news every hour on the hour.
We're battling the virus on every front, speeding relief to our workers and pursuing therapies and vaccines at record speed. We have many companies right now.
The commitment to news continues. As other news sources cut back their news coverage, KPYN is doing just the opposite.
Atlanta Mayor Travis Ransom has thrown his hat in the ring for the U.S. Congress.
KPYN will continue with news updates every hour, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Plus, get news online all the time at kpyn.net. Got a news tip? Call the news tip hotline at 903-796-2817. That's 903-796-2817. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. We are Cass County's news leader since 1950. We are KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line for 3 hours, live and in person. Dennis Prager. That's right, uninterrupted. We'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on the Dennis Prager Show. So, don't forget, Dennis Prager on the next Dennis Prager Show.
Listen to the Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, home of the original Trading Post.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love.
Hey, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. Truth and Vision Ministries here on KPYN. We were just enjoying that song that went out over the air. Facebook Live folks couldn't hear it unless they were tuned into the radio show also. But because he lives, and of course I threw out a comment this morning to the guys, and I said, you know, why wasn't that written, because he lives, I can face today? And, man, the flood of comments back.
So today is right now.
Because I meant it as funny, you know, just cutting up with the guys. And, of course, they were sending back things. And I said, well, we don't have the promise of tomorrow. We can't buy back yesterday. But we are here right now in today, every moment of our life.
Yeah.
But the main one that came back was, well, it wasn't written because he lives, I can face today, because Bill needed three syllables to make the flow of the song go right.
Makes and perfect sense.
How true. But a lot of fun just began to happen on that. But the song ministered to me this morning, because he lives, I can face today. Because he lives, I don't have to worry about yesterday. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. If he's going to let me be in tomorrow, hey, he's got it, and I don't have to worry about it.
Because he lives, I can fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. He is.
Through his power, not our own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, somebody that is facing a tomorrow is our friend Christine Self. She'd asked for prayer, said she has some serious health issues going on. No details, but God knows the details. And she's thanking us for this service, she calls it, on Friday, for Prayer Request Friday. But Christine, we will be lifting you up for prayer, sweetheart, to the great healer and the great physician as well over there, sweetheart. You hang in there. We
Amen.
Love you.
Are we caught up on prayer requests so far?
I think that is now. I think that's the ones I see here.
So if you're listening out there at KPYN 103.9, 900 AM. If you're on KPYN.net, you can call us at 903-796-6056. You can go to Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page and check it out on that Facebook Live post right now.
Yeah.
Put a comment in there. You don't have to put your name out there. You don't have to say your name if you call in. You don't have to list anybody's name. You know what? You don't even have to list all of the details or any of the details if you don't want. If you just want to call in and say,
you feel like.
Hey, I just felt like obeying God this morning.
He knows anyway.
Calling into this show and saying, would you pray with me? Would you agree with me? Because it's not what we do. It's not anything about what Mike or I or anybody else at Truth Infusion Ministries does as far as praying. It's not the power of our prayer. But, you know, there was a group of friends. I think that's how the Bible lists it in the New Testament, that a group of friends had a sick friend, and he evidently couldn't get to where he needed to be. And they found out Jesus was
in the house.
In the house. He was having there was
These
church service going
showing
on.
Showing up friends right here.
And so they picked this guy up, and they basically like picked him up in a blanket or sheet, and
Pallet,
they each grab a corner, and they carry this guy. And when they get there, now there's another obstacle.
Yep.
So, you know, we start the first thing. We're going to get this guy to Jesus. Oh, man, now we can't get to Jesus.
Can't even get to the house.
Because there's so many people here, we can't get through all this crowd, and nobody's going to move out of the way because they're all wanting to get to Jesus. So
but God.
Those guys said, hey, let's think outside the box for a minute.
Let's get on top of the box.
There's another way. They started tearing off the roof, and they got in there. When they tore off the roof and they lowered him down to Jesus, Jesus basically just, I feel like when I read that, he was just kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
What faith these friends had to do this for their friend.
But and an example, because, you know, we worry as humans, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to minister, I don't know what to do for these people. Listen, he showed us all you need to do is get them to Jesus, whatever that looks like. If that looks like lowering a pallet down through tearing a hole in the ceiling, doing that, if that's taking them to the Lord in prayer, if that's sharing scripture with him, you don't have to be no Phi Kappa Beta. Man, he's already answered it for us. Get them to Jesus like these four guys did. They might not have known any memory verses at all, but man, they knew where the power was, and they got this crippled brother to Jesus, man. That's a true friend.
You know, as you're saying that, I've never thought about this before, but you know what? There were a lot of doctors in that day.
Sure.
There were medical units in that day.
Mm-hmm.
There were probably the go all organic or go all natural here or go medicinal there. There was probably a lot of maybe some witch doctors in that day. I know there was.
I'm sure there were sorcerers, yeah.
You know, the word pharmacy comes from pharma, which, you know, sorcery or the craft of that to put together a potion, so to speak. There was plenty of places for them, and there were even at that time, there was already a lot of other idol worship. There were already a lot of other gods that these people worshipped. So there was there were a lot of places these four friends could have taken this guy except Jesus. But they chose the place that they believed by faith from God would be the answer. And when they did it, Jesus marveled at their faith.
Right.
And when he looks at us and you make a phone call or you make a comment for a prayer request, it's not what we're doing, but it's by faith who we're taking the need to. And it's just as good today to take a friend to Jesus by faith in prayer and agree together as it was for those people to physically lower that guy down into the place where Jesus physically stood. And we can have the same results by faith, which is power of God, healing, life, anything you need, Jesus is.
And these people watching, y'all are going ahead and y'all are responding to these prayer requests in person. You're not waiting for us to tell you. It's just great how this works, man, how it works. You have authority to pray, period. Anytime, anywhere.
Absolutely.
Get her done.
Hey, we're coming up onto a break for the commercial advertisers here. We appreciate all those folks who support KPYN, all you listeners. So here in just a few seconds, we'll be back on the other side of this break at Prayer Request Friday with Truth Infusion Ministries here on KPYN, AMFM, and .net.
At Fast Signs of Texarkana, you get visual communication solutions, including sign and graphic consultation and design, production, delivery, and installation services. Whether you need architectural signs, vehicle graphics, point of purchase posters, or a building identification sign, we're more than ready to help you meet your visual communication goals. Call Keith or Sharon at Fast Signs in Texarkana at 903-831-7446. More than fast, more than signs. Fast Signs, Mall Drive in Texarkana.
Bronco Pawn and Gun at 605 Highway 59, or as James likes to say, down on the boulevard. Guns and ammos, holsters and accessories, tools, guns, guitars, guns, movies, guns, TVs, guns, jewelry, guns, games. Did I say guns? That's right, the best selection in the three-state area at Bronco Pawn and Gun, 605 Highway 59. And don't forget, name your price Friday at Bronco Pawn and Gun.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is the radio station for the original Trading Post with Jim Big D Davenport.
Buy, sell, trade, give things away.
Tell us about your garage sale or yard sale. Let us know if you lost a pet, found a pet, or have a pet free to a good home. Simply call in live on the original Trading Post at 903-796-6056.
That's 903-796-6056.
We also feature local birthdays, church news, the stock market report, and more, including local news from Robert Del Giorno. It's all on the show, often imitated, but never duplicated. The original Trading Post on KPYN. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Fridays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Saturdays, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. The original Trading Post on KPYN, 900 a.m.
and 103.9 FM.
You're listening to one of America's great radio stations, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta,
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Jesus came here and he listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. Oh, he set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
Absolutely. Amen. Free indeed. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. Come down to the last couple of segments here.
Yeehaw.
And we've enjoyed it so far. We've got a pretty long section of time right here to take your prayer requests. If you're listening, call us at 903-796-6056. We'd love the opportunity to pray with you.
And to praise with you, too.
We'll praise the Lord with you as long as you want. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 92, that's how we opened up the show this morning. And so right now, we just want to continue doing that.
Yeah, got one right here. Miss Jana sent us via Facebook Live. Her brother, Bruce Randolph, is in the VA hospital in Dallas with some pretty severe stomach issues over there. So Miss Jana, we love you. We love your brother. And Lord Jesus, just I pray that you anoint the hands of the staff and the doctors at the VA hospital in Dallas, Texas. Lord, help them to be excellent, not only in Bruce's diagnosis, but his treatment and his healing. And God, we realize you'll be the one that does the healing. Whether you use a doctor's hands or your own, you have no limitations on you at all, Lord. So heal our brother. Lord, heal Jana's brother. And Lord, I just pray that you'd encourage her through all this too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mike, tell us a little more about Jesus, what's got on your mind right now.
Oh, me, a little more about Jesus. I'll tell you something's been on my heart the last few days, and it's not Easter time, but thinking about the crucifixion, I'm not really sure what triggered that thought and everything, but not just the fact that God came down from heaven when he didn't have to because he loved us so much, but here's the fact that I'm just so astounded by, Wes. He never tried to talk his way out of that to those Roman soldiers.
Right.
You know, not even as much as, hey, could you hit that hammer just a little bit lighter, boys? He never squirmed, never tried to get off of there. He I can't say he took it like a man, because he's so much more than a man. He took it like a savior.
Yes,
and,
amen.
And
that's
fact
good.
That he knew that old Mike was going to be here today, and old Mike was going to be messed up. He'd have some stinking thinking, and Mike needed a savior. So just put your name in the blank instead of Mike, and he did it because he loves us. He is the ultimate personification of the four-letter word love, and I am so glad.
I like you said that, and you just said, man, there's such a picture just pulled together right here. The people on Facebook Live and the people on the radio can't see what I'm looking at on the computer as I was trying to get another song prepared for the next section when you were talking. But
yeah,
he's such the personification of love. Right. He is love. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. And then you said, and I'm glad, and you stopped. The next song that's going to play here in a few minutes will be Andre Crouch, I Don't Know Why Jesus Loved Me. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did.
He doesn't charge us for it.
He doesn't charge us for it. But, you know, God's love, and I had to tell someone this earlier this week that's very close to me, God's love is unconditional. He has unconditional love.
Thank you.
But at the same time, it's going to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but his love is conditional. If you want God's love to be imparted into your life, the condition is you've got to be willing to accept it.
Love and discipline.
You can't reject Jesus and enjoy God's love.
No.
You can't turn your back and walk away from Jesus, which is God's love offering, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You can't turn your back on Jesus and accept the fullness of God's love, because he is the personification right. of love. It's got to be that I will say no to me and I will say yes to him. And once we do that, the fullness of who he is as love will be just overflowing in our lives at all times. So you just pulled that piece of that picture and the puzzle all together right there. It's a beautiful life whenever we get to experience the love of God every breath.
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be
saved.
Saved.
Amen.
We had a custodian at a church where I was on staff before, and he's from New York City, get a rope. He was lost. He had a great personality. And different ones of us on staff, we witnessed to him time and time again. But anyway, long story short, Pastor Gerald Cornelius, the Lord used him to gloriously save our custodian. And he was a New York Yankees fan. He's from New
Amen.
York.
Amen.
So
God,
he said the words.
He was going to make it.
He said the words that so many pastors cringe when they hear, but I want to do something different. He had a complete New York Yankees baseball uniform. He said, Brother Gerald, when I come down during the invitation tomorrow, I want to come run down the middle aisle, slide in at your feet. I want you to signal me safe. And that sounds humorous.
What a picture.
But think about it. Think about it. Man, you slide in under the tag with the Lord, you are some kind of safe.
And you're sliding in home.
At home. Home.
I'm coming home.
Real home. And doing that. But, hey, I just heard from Pastor Todd Reed. He's asking prayer for his wife, Debbie. She's had a really hard day being sick today. So,
okay.
Miss Debbie, we're sure lifting you up to Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, that he will touch you and heal your body and give you the rest that you need, too, sweetheart. And
there weren't any more we've missed on Facebook,
right? I don't think they are. We got them.
Okay. You've got them caught up, and you're doing a great job over there.
All done with mirrors.
Hey, let's pray for Sister Debbie real quick.
Yeah, lift her up.
Father, thank you so much for our pastor and
yes,
his wife
Lord,
and their family, for the sacrifices that they are so willing to make in response to the
yes.
sacrifice you made for all of us. Lord, you've said that we can come before you and we can cast all of our care upon you because you care for us. So right now, as Sister Debbie's not feeling good, Lord, we just ask that
touch
you would
her, Lord.
Touch her with your healing hand.
Heal her.
Comfort her. by the power of the Comforter.
Yes, Lord.
Love on her with the love of who you are.
Give her rest.
And Father, would you just give her rest? And Lord, would you stand her back up? Raise her up and let her keep on doing what you've called her to do, the ministries that they fulfill that all belong to you. Lord, the people and the lives they're going to touch by the power of who you are in them, we praise you for it. We thank you for them, and we just ask you to touch them like only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, beware on the subject of our pastor. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. And let me encourage you out there, if you haven't already, be sure that your pastor knows that you appreciate him, whatever that looks like. If it's doing something for him, hugging on him, you know, taking him a pie, whatever. But don't let this month go by. Hey, don't let any month go by that you don't let your pastor know that you appreciate them being the under-shepherd of wherever it is you worship. And, hey, if you don't have the blessing of having a pastor, you're missing a big blessing. Find a pastor. Find a Bible-believing church. And, hey, just bury up in there.
Yeah, and there are still places that are preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Oh, yes.
There are still places who will love you with the fullness of the true love of God instead of the false love of the world that's mirrored to try to look. You know, the Bible tells us in the last days there will be a lot that look godly, but they're denying the power thereof. Hey, be careful. Be careful who you're joining up with. Be careful who you're letting teach you and your family. Get in the Word yourself. Then also hook up with some folks that
Here's
are going to take care of you.
Measured
Amen.
Against this book right here.
The Word of God.
If it don't wash with the Word, it needs to be washed out.
Amen. That's good. You should quote that and write that down.
I think I will.
Amen.
What
David Markham
say?
Probably already did it. It's recorded. We'll come back to it. Hey, we're going to be on one of our last sessions here coming up in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, wrap this up. Prayer Request Friday here on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. This is Truth Infusion Ministries. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hurry back.
For the best Mexican food, come to Uncle Juan's Mexican Restaurant, 107 North Kaufman on the Square in downtown Linden. Uncle Juan's Mexican Restaurant in Linden says, "Go Linden, Kildare Tigers." Uncle Juan's Mexican Restaurant is open 7 days a week. Come celebrate family occasions and holidays. Come after church on Sundays. For takeouts, call Uncle Juan's Mexican Restaurant in Linden at 903-756-8640. That's Uncle Juan's Mexican Restaurant, 107 North Kaufman on the Square in downtown Linden.
Piazza Paint and Body and owner Ryan Piazza are driven to be the best. At Piazza Paint and Body, they work with your insurance company and they repair your vehicle like new. Best of all, Piazza Paint and Body backs up their work with a written lifetime warranty. That's Piazza Paint and Body, 1003 South Louise in Atlanta. Call 903-796-7828. Piazza Paint and Body. They're driven to be the best. Call 903-796-7828.
Listen live every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 for Prayer Request Friday.
Though the winds may blow and the perils of this present time rain down on your head, let not your hearts be hardened, truth seekers. God is on His throne, and this is Prayer Request Friday.
Hosted by Truth Infusion Ministries on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. The ministers from Truth Infusion Ministries will pray for you or with you. Just call in at 903-796-6056 to pray live. Fridays from 10 a.m. to 11. You can also email your prayer request to prayerrequestfriday@gmail.com. Join Truth Infusion Ministries live Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to 11 after the original Trading Post for Prayer Request Friday. Send your prayer request to prayerrequestfriday@gmail.com or call in live at 903-796-6056 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
Oh, but I'm glad he did.
Facebook Live. If you're tuning in later because you weren't able to watch it live, if you go ahead and comment your prayer request or praises on there, they will be witnessed.
Amen. We'll pray for you. We're going to be praying for the listeners of KPYN.
Every one of them.
We lift you up in prayer. We may not know your name. We may not know your need, but we're praying that the God who does, the living God, Jehovah, whose son is Jesus Christ, we're praying that he's going to take care of you. He's going to bring you into a closer relationship with him.
Yes, yes.
Because even the devils believe that he exists. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but they don't believe in the way that you're required to believe, which is a relationship where you submit to him as Lord and he's in control. That's what believing means in
that
application.
That's right.
We've got to believe and surrender to him, completely surrender our life, complete, ultimate surrender to him, to have a relationship with him. Unconditional surrender, that was it. Hey, we're coming down to the end here. This is the last few seconds of Prayer Request Friday for this week in October. We're glad you joined us.
And Christ followers, hey, be sure and vote. Not going to campaign for anybody. It's not anybody's business to know who you support. You know, our military fought for the secret ballot. But, hey, Christians need to show up at the ballot box. Yeah, God's got it in control, but he gave us a brain and he gave us a vote. So, hey, show up with a smile on your face.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.
Here is a community service.